Why are you taking it out? Because I'm tired. I feel like I've created like enough content with the hair that it's time for you to go. Like, you guys understand it. Like, I cannot take more pictures with the hair. I don't know if you guys get it. I've taken at least enough pictures, enough reels with the same hair, hairstyle. So I have to take this one out, make a new one, then continue. So that's how it works. I can't, you know, use the same hair for like 10 pictures at a go. That would get boring. Celebrity life, honestly, it's actually not easy. The hair is still new, yeah, but I'm done taking content with it. So tonight, you Shags isn't too tired, you help me take it out. I don't like going to the salon to take out my hair for some reason. I don't know why. Are you tired of changing hairstyles? When it comes to braids, I'm not tired, but wigs, I'm tired of changing wigs, honestly. Love your hair, thank you. Where is Shakes? He's out. He's outside. Are you in London? No, I'm in Nigeria. Okay, guys, I have to go. It's been a long time I came live, so I decided to take this opportunity to say hi to you guys. And because I've had like work to post, I didn't want to like do that. I didn't want to come live before I post. For some reason, like whenever I have the deadline, I try to focus and concentrate so I don't miss the deadline, because sometimes you can actually miss it. So yeah. Waste more now, please. So ask me questions that has to do with my work. Work related questions. Guys, I'm focused on building my brand right now. Take advantage of it. What was your reaction to the new house? I actually found out about the new house from Twitter. I was like, am I seeing anything? What was going on? And I went on Twitter. I was like, I saw the house. I screamed. Then before you know it, like, shares called and was showing me the house. So it was really nice. They actually invited me for the whole thing. I just couldn't go. My hair was a mess. We just got back from UK. My nails, everything wasn't properly done. So I was like, I couldn't go. So he came back, he gave me the contracts and the house papers and the keys to keep it. Please, what do you do when your boyfriend make you feel like helping you is a burden to him? Helping you in what way? Is it financially? I mean, if it's financially, I don't think you should leave every work to a guy to do. Everyone needs to work. It's 2023, guys. I don't think being a housewife or being a house girlfriend works anymore. You should be bringing something to the table. When I say bringing something to the table, it's not only about laying down and opening your legs. No, that's not bringing something to the table. Any other girl can give him that. It's you making your own money. It's not every time, babe, I want to buy bra, I want to buy pants, I want to buy hair comb. No, you should have your own money so you buy certain things yourself. That brings respect. Yeah, he's cheating on me. Why would he cheat on you? And he's giving you everything. You guys are laughing. I don't know, I'm trying to be serious and educate you guys. You guys will just be laughing. How about the guys that says you don't ask him for money? And if he complains about you not asking him for money, you can ask once in a while. I'm not saying that you should not ask your boyfriend for money, no? You should ask your boyfriend for money. But you should know the right time to ask your boyfriend for money. It's not just that you're just there every day asking him for money. I feel like if you really love a guy and want to go with a guy, you won't be finishing his money now. You help him save his money. You help him put it into good use. Invest his money for him. Help him. But yes, you should live your soft life sometimes. Oh, babe, I need this certain amount of money. I want to buy hair. I want to buy shoes. I want to, you know. That one is okay. But it's not every day you'll be asking him for money. He will not have any respect for you. He'll be disrespecting you and acting anyhow because he knows that you can't leave. Where do you want to go to? He pays your bills, so you can't leave. He's not your father, he's not your mother. So he can actually just be treating you anyhow just because he is paying your bills for you. He has you like this on his palm, like on his palms. So where do you want to go? How do you want to leave him? When he pays your house rent, when he pays for your food, when he pays for your water, for your electricity bill, for your clothes, for your hair, how will you go? You can't leave now. You can't leave. He owns you. But when you make your own money yourself, a man will respect you. Because he knows that there are not many people like you outside there. So if he fucks up, he knows that he has really fucked up. Women, like, we should really be, you know, thriving hard to become billionaires. It's okay to marry a billionaire, but you too, you can also be a billionaire. Why can't your husband marry you a billionaire? Don't just sit there and be asking him for everything, expecting him to give you everything. What examples do you want to lay out for your kids? Any little thing you can do, do it. Learn a skill. Do online business. There's so many things you can do. You don't even have to leave the comfort of your house to do certain businesses. In fact, right now it's online. Everything is online. Sell that, sell this online. You can be at home and you're making your own money. When water finishes in the house, come back, start asking him, oh baby, send money for water. DSTV has finished too. Why won't he disrespect you? He will disrespect you. When little things, the man is working hard, he's paying house rent. For people that are married, I'm talking about, he's paying house rent, he's paying children's school fees. DSTV, ordinary DSTV expired, that's how much, you cannot pay for it. Ordinary water that's finished in the house, you cannot buy it. Ordinary gas that's finished, you cannot refill it. You're waiting for your husband to come and give you money to refill it. He will disrespect you. There's no two ways about it. Bella is natural, yes, I am. I no longer have dry chest. You can be saying, oh, you have dry chest. I no longer have it. It's growing. Everything is growing. Bella is kissing. Is kissing okay for a guy you just started dating? This girl shouldn't be asking what kind of questions I think. When did I start a relationship? Don't be asking what kind of questions. Do you. Anything you want to do, do. What did you do to gain weight? I didn't do anything at all. At all. I was never as skinny as you guys saw me in the house. Lockdown already fucked with my head. Inside the house was so hard. So I lost so much weight. That wasn't me. Go to my pictures before BBN. I was never slim. I was never skinny. No. I've actually always been like this. Only you can advise me, baby. I think I should be taking my advice. Forget the hates. Just forget the hates. Forget the speaker. If the speaker might not be perfect, but listen to the message.